The summer is heating up. Have your next backyard celebration with TNT Fireworks. TNTFireworks.com. Have safe family fun with TNT Fireworks.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
For the barbecue lovers in your life, you can give the perfect gift of Bob Sykes Barbecue books, sauce, and gift cards. Available for purchase at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama, or you can purchase online at bobsykes.com. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Fuquay's Southern Soul Food is available at two locations, one in Rogersville in the Foodland Shopping Center on Highway 72 and one in Hartsell at 711 Nance Ford Road. Enjoy the salad bar and various delicious meats, vegetables, desserts on the all-you-can-eat buffet. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go see my friends at Fuquay's Southern Soul Food in Rogersville or Hartsell and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is the Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to the Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today. And as always, I appreciate recommendations when it comes to shows. If you have an idea or a suggestion, I would love for you to send that to me. You can send it through a message or you can email me at themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. Today's show, I'm focusing on Kitty Pup Rescue out of Birmingham, Alabama. Thanks to my friend Joe Shipman. We went to school together at Pittman and Hueytown in the Birmingham area, and Joe recommended them. And I'm glad to have on the line right now with me Paige Rogers, who is the director of Kitty Pup Rescue. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Paige Rogers.
Thank you so much for having us.
Glad to have you. And when I first sent the email and asked about you coming on the show, you followed up with an email that had a lot of information there, going all the way back to your own fostering and adopting of children.
Yeah. Me and my husband, it's kind of a funny story. We got married when we were young and in college, and we had did all the newlywed stuff, and we were just kind of bored. And we decided we were going to take the foster parent classes in 2016, and my husband agreed that we could foster one kid, and he was super excited. We got one baby, and that quickly led to two babies, and then before we knew it, we had six kids. We fostered for about 6 years. We probably fostered over 300 kids. That includes emergency placements, long-term placements. We adopted 10 kids during that time, and we actually had two biological children, too. So we are a house of a dozen. We have all ages, from our youngest is 4, and our oldest right now is about to turn 21. So we've got a house full of kids. And when we stopped fostering kids, I don't know how you can get bored with this many, but we just kind of felt like our house was a little too quiet. And we decided to start fostering animals for the local Humane Society. And our kids, especially our adoptive kids, really bonded with these animals. It was something I had never seen before. They could relate to them on a level that we couldn't, a level of abandonment and homelessness, just a lot of things that they felt they could relate to with these animals. And we nursed so many animals for the shelter back to health, and we helped get those adopted, and then they got to see adoption from a different perspective. Instead of being the one being adopted, they help these animals get adopted. And a couple of months ago in March, we were asked to take over Kitty Pup Rescue. It literally just kind of fell into our lap. We took a leap of faith, and we decided this was something we really wanted to do. And I took over the director spot. We have a junior board of directors that includes the majority of my children. They really love working with the animals. They help clean up after the animals. One of my older daughters helps do vaccines. Like, she has learned so much. We've learned together. It's been a really bonding experience for all of us. And, it just is really just based around adoption. Like, we would not be here today if we hadn't have taken a leap of faith and started foster care. And now we have a house full of kids and a house full of dogs. And it really, adoption just, it really does run deep in our family.
That's exactly what I was going to get to. If it runs deep in your family, does it go back to your own childhood and maybe parents or grandparents or someone who influenced you when it came to animals or children and the love of animals and children?
Well, we didn't grow up in a home with adoptive or foster kids, but I never did anything small. So if I was going to do something, I was going to do it big. We had chickens at one time. We had like 60 chickens. And then we went through a phase with guinea pigs where we were like, we're going to raise guinea pigs. And it was never a, even looking back, like I would line up my stuffed animals or my dolls around the room. And I can remember my grandma hand sewed like 70 stockings for all these stuffed animals. And anything I did big, and it was in big quantities. So I never thought to myself I would grow up and I would have 12 kids, or I would grow up and have 38 dogs in our home. But I definitely am not surprised that whatever I do gets to that point, because we love so much, and we have so much that we want to give, that it's just so easy to pour out and want to do it in great quantities.
And clearly you had to find a husband who was like-minded.
Yes, I did. I'm telling you, just like in foster care, it was one baby, and then he was like, okay, we can do this. We can do one baby. And then we get a call, and it's like, okay, we can do two babies. Like, that's not going to be a big deal. And now I think I could bring home 8 cows, and he would be like, we can do 8 cows. Like, we've done it all. Like, we can do this. So he definitely keeps me grounded and level-headed, but he never knows what the day is going to bring. So
nobody's going to know what the day would bring. that's the thing.
That's right.
You couldn't have guessed when you started with foster children what that would lead to where you are today. That's an amazing story to be able to share with people.
Yeah, it's definitely transpired into something great. And people ask all the time, like, do we have background in like animal welfare? Do we have a background in veterinary science or things like that? But we don't. We are just normal people who love so much and want to help. You know, we know that our shelters and our humane societies, they're overcrowded. We know that they're seeing record number of intakes. And when we were fostering for them, we just did not feel like we were doing enough. We couldn't help enough. We weren't doing enough. So now that we have this rescue, we're able to go in there and specifically take animals that are on the euthanasia list. We love Blount County Adoption Center. They're very near and dear to our heart. It's a tiny little animal shelter. They have great staff, great volunteers. They have just been busting at the seams. And luckily, we have been able to go in there and take, we took 17 puppies 2 weeks ago that were on the euthanasia list, only because they didn't have enough room. Like, it's not the animal's fault. It's not that they're behavioral dogs or anything like that. It's just that they're running out of room and resources, and we specifically aim to help in those types of situations. Like, we want to be able to be the people that they are like, we don't know what to do. Like, let's call Kitty Pup Rescue and see if they can help. And honestly, like, we're learning that sometimes we can't help, but that's okay, because it's worth them calling. It's worth them asking. Because 9 times out of 10, we're going to make it happen. Like, by the grace of God, he's going to move things around. He's going to make the funds be there. He's going to make a way, and we're going to be able to show up and help these humane societies. And it's definitely been, it's been humbling to watch it all unfold. We don't have a background in any of this. We are learning as we go, but, we're doing it. And that's the biggest thing is, like, we just had to take that leap of faith, and we're just doing it.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Paige Rogers. She's the director of Kitty Pup Rescue in Birmingham, Alabama. As we talk about her background, and we're going to get into the next segment and talk about what their purpose is, how they've connected with these organizations to be able to have these animals, to take them to safety, to protect them from being put to sleep. And I want to continue this conversation on the other side, Paige, if you'll stick with me, okay?
Yeah.
All right, folks, you are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Coleman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Are you or someone you love interested in martial arts? Jun's Korean Martial Arts is located in Athens, Alabama, next to Domino's Pizza. For more information, contact Young Chun on Facebook at Jun's Korean Martial Arts. Jun's is spelled J-E-O-N apostrophe S, or you can call 256-800-1115.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad to have this guest on the line with me right now from Kitty Pup Rescue in Birmingham, Alabama. It's Paige Rogers. She shared her story of her husband and herself when they decided to be foster parents and what that led to ultimately where they are today with a lot of kids and a lot of animals, and they're loving on them and taking care of them. And I appreciate my friend Joe Shipman for recommending Kitty Pup Rescue today here on the Mark White Show. Welcome back to the show, Paige.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Glad to have you. And one of the things I was thinking about is the relationships that have to be built with Kitty Pup Rescue and, say, in Blount County or these other areas so that they get to know you. Had those relationships been established before you came in as director and now you're just nurturing those relationships to improve the network?
Yeah, so we had a lot of people that followed us on social media just because I'm sure it is entertaining to watch us from the outside because we do have a dozen kids. So we are, our kids are very active in the community. We're at the ballparks, we're at dance studios, band competitions, we're at all of it. So we have made a lot of connections just through the community, not just here in Shelby County, but in Jefferson County, as well as all kinds of, just all over Alabama, really. And when we took over Kitty Pup, it really didn't take long before people started putting us together. Like, oh, well, this is a family that adopted 12 kids, and now they have this rescue. And we have just had a lot of people reaching out to us, letting us know who needs help. A lot of people inviting us to community events. That's really big right now, is we do have a lot of dogs that are ready to be adopted, but we're not a local shelter, so we can't invite, we don't necessarily invite them into our home to view them. Instead, we've got to get out into the community and pop up at these events with these adoptable dogs. And the community has done a really great job of kind of welcoming us and inviting us to a lot of these showcases. So, yeah, community, I mean, we want to give back to our community, and that's kind of what we're doing by helping with the homeless animals, the strays that people find, and then, of course, pulling those animals from the euthanasia list from local shelters. And then in return, the community has blessed us so much by supporting us and allowing us to do this.
And you have found a friend in Petco in Birmingham as you have done some adoption rallies for these animals.
Yeah, so we are at Petco at the Grove in Birmingham every Sunday, and the staff there have been wonderful. They have welcomed us and some of our rather loud dogs. We had one there a couple of Sundays that just barked from the time that we got there until the time that we left. I kid you not, as soon as we got on the interstate, he was asleep. Like, he was quiet. He didn't bark the entire way home. But while we were at Petco, he wanted everyone to know he was there. So they have been more than nice to have us there and allow us to pop up shop this past weekend. It was rainy. Everything got canceled. We were kind of bummed. But Petco allowed us to come in both Saturday and Sunday, and we had 5 adoptions, which is a big deal for us, and they have just been really, really, really great.
Now, how about volunteers, people who help the effort? Do you have a lot of volunteers outside of your family?
So right now, we don't have a lot of volunteers. We don't have a lot of foster homes. It kind of is just us. We've got all hands on deck. We welcome volunteers. We welcome foster homes. We obviously welcome donations, whether it's monetary or physical donations like old blankets or old towels, things like that. We use it all. We have so many dogs right now. We have 3 litters of puppies. It's puppy and kitten season, so it's crazy, and it's definitely in full force, and everyone's feeling it right now. So as far as volunteers go specifically, we would love to have volunteers help us at the event. Right now we're kind of I know we look like a circus when we travel. I have a 15 passenger van that used to haul around kids, but now it hauls around kids and animals. We're working on raising up enough money to get an enclosed trailer. It would help us be able to transport to these events easier, because right now we have to take 3 vehicles so that we can just fit everything in there. So volunteers would definitely be great at some of these events. And then volunteering as a foster home. So like I said, we fostered kids and animals. Being able to just be willing to open up your home and allow an animal to come in for, we hope that they're only there for about 4 to 6 weeks, long enough to get vetted and socialized and then adopted. But, of course, we don't ever know exactly how long an animal's going to stay in care until we find that adoptive home.
And for those who missed it, you have 47 animals in your rescue, 38 of which reside in your house, correct?
Yes. And that does not count our 7 forever dogs.
Wow. That is amazing. Yes. What you're doing, Paige.
We have animals in every room that you could imagine. Our kids are really great about it. We keep our puppies separated. So each kid, they have puppies in their rooms, and we've got them everywhere. I'm currently sitting in the car doing this because it is so loud in the house, because you know that there are that many dogs in there while you're in there. Unless it's nap time or feeding time, and then it is quiet.
Let's talk about the tough side of this as far as keeping up with the animals, taking care of them, and the emotional toll it can take on a family.
Sure. So when we came into this, we just knew that we loved animals. We loved cuddling animals. We loved loving on them. Like, you know, that's kind of what drove us to this, I guess. And we had a litter of 5 puppies that were owner surrendered. They were found as a stray, and they were the cutest little puppies. And 4 of them got adopted, but one of them just randomly started having seizures, and it was traumatic for everyone. We had never experienced anything like that before yet at this point. It was early on in our rescue shenanigans, and our kids were devastated. We obviously rushed her to the emergency vet, but there wasn't anything they could do, and she had to be humanely euthanized. They couldn't tell us what caused the seizure, but she wasn't responding to the seizure meds. I will say that I have a 16-year-old daughter that we adopted who volunteered to be with her and to hold her while she was being euthanized. And it was really hard. It was hard for me to watch. In that moment, I was, am I doing the right thing? There are going to be times like this where we are going to have dogs that fall sick or are not adoptable, or, you know, a number of things. And, like, look at this grief that I'm watching my child go through. Like, is it worth it? But she was so, like, just watching her be so strong for that puppy, it really was almost also like a confirmation that we were doing what we needed to do. Like, these are life lessons that my kids are learning, and some of them are hard, but that's the thing, is like, some lessons in life are hard, and we're learning them together, we're going through it together. It's been eye-opening, and just even like the cleaning or feeding at night and in the morning, it takes us almost an hour and a half to wash bowls and make dog plates and separate everyone and refill water bowls. And it's definitely all hands on deck. And I tell people all the time, I couldn't do it if it wasn't for the amount of hands that we do have in this house. And just the fact that everyone is so willing to help. Yesterday was a very busy day for us. We took in 2 sets of puppies, so a set of 4 and a set of 2. And all of my kids, I didn't even have to tell them. Like, they just all knew, like, okay, we've got these 7 puppies coming in. They're going to have to be bathed. We're going to have to do vaccines. We're going to need to do dewormer. Like, my kids were just on it. They were going different ways. They were pulling blankets and pulling dog bowls. And I didn't really realize how organized and how routine they have gotten to rescue life until last night when we brought in these, and it was like 6 o'clock at night. We didn't really know we were going to get them until kind of later in the day. It was right before dinner time, and everyone was just hands on deck. Everyone helped. It was really refreshing. And it wasn't until afterwards when I was thinking, like, these are just really great kids. They're great kids. You know, they've been dealt a rough hand in life. They are just so thankful and so willing to help. And they want to. Like, that's the thing, is like, they want to help. They want to be doing this. They want to be making a difference. And that's just huge to us. And we're just really thankful for them. And we're thankful to have this experience. And it's just been really eye-opening.
Paige, how can people help you right now with the Kitty Pup Rescue effort?
So our biggest thing that we've got going on right now is that we desperately need an enclosed trailer so that we can haul all of our event equipment around. Like, we are taking, it's obviously getting hot. And when we take these dogs to these events, we've got to take our generator, our fans, their big wire crates, tables, tents, chairs, tables. It is a lot of stuff. And like I mentioned, right now, we're taking three vehicles to almost every event. We're wanting to do events in all of Alabama, not just Jefferson and Shelby counties, but it is difficult because of the transportation and just not having enough room and enough space to get these animals to where they need to be seen. So right now we're doing a big fundraiser to raise money so that we could buy a used enclosed trailer. That's our biggest need right now.
How can they donate?
So we have Cash App and Venmo. It's Kitty Pup Rescue, then the number one.
And that's for both Cash App and Venmo?
Uh-huh. We also have PayPal, and it's Kitty Pup Donate.
Excellent. And people can follow Kitty Pup Rescue on Facebook as well as Instagram?
That's right.
Excellent. Paige, it's been a real pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show today to share about your effort, what you all have done, an amazing family. I appreciate you sharing today here on the Mark White Show.
Thank you so much for having us.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course.
They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, Western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm. Strawberries. Let's go, Daddy.
Shout a friendly hi when they go passing by. Who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.